and calling to the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Ender Brady from Sky News UK. Ender, it's been a day of drama in your part of the world. A man has been arrested near Downing Street carrying knives.
He had a rucksack, Ben, 27 years of age, known to police, and this was intelligence-led, and that is always police speak for they've had a tip-off. He was about 100 metres away from the gates of Downing Street. Now, you cannot get in. There are metal gates. There's armed police there with machine guns. You're not going to get into Downing Street. They pinned him to the floor, broad daylight. They moved in. They searched the rucksack, and our cameraman saw at least three large kitchen knives in that rucksack. So he has been taken away. And then a few hours later, armed counter-terrorism officers, these are the elite firearms guys and girls, they went to an address in northwest London in Willesden. They fired CS gas into the property and they've made four arrests and shot a woman in her 20s. She's still in hospital and it is a separate investigation to the other one, but both linked to terror.
Separate investigation. Was this, again, another probable attack or another plot, or did this have something to do?
Police are now describing it this morning. In the past 5 minutes, Scotland Yard have released a statement, just flashed up on my phone. An active plot has been foiled. Six people now arrested in that in northwest London. So extraordinary times we live in.
Yeah, indeed. Glad we're reporting on plots foiled rather than being carried out. Now, Ender, 90,000 tickets have been sold to Wembley this weekend, but it's not footy.
No, boxing. Yeah, amazing. Live on the TV over the weekend. Anthony Joshua is a young British heavyweight boxer. He's a fantastic guy. He's fighting Vladimir Klitschko, wily old fox of the heavyweight division. A future great against someone who is still great. Let's see who comes out on top. 90,000 tickets sold. Amazing. Going to be a great atmosphere.
Outstanding. It looks like Suncorp Stadium could be a sellout too for the boxing match here July 2. 27,000 seats, it's been reported, already sold. More than 8,000 of them from outside Brizzy. Ender, you have yourself a good weekend. Chat again Monday. Ender Brady from Sky News UK.